Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
See the one I want to say, I ain't right. Give all the peace of mind.
Hey, can you tell I don't know the lyrics yet?
I was seeing how long we were getting.
You know the parts we do
know. Oh, your boy.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Goodbye.
Something. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We absolutely love, as you can see, we are rocking the show. Just like we're planning to rock the show. I'm your host, Stacey Ike, and we are joined here for Suits. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace, and I'm here with my lovely panel. Introduce yourself.
Hello, guys. Nicole Brazier. Good to be back at Suits on AfterBuzz TV.
Nice. And I'm Tiana Hobson. Happy to be here. Love this show. Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you too.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. Also excited to talk about Suits, as always.
Yeah.
We had Rick Hoffman in our chat last week. I want to reconfirm that.
I wasn't here.
Of course, it's the week I missed. What the heck? We were both gone last week.
How was it, guys?
Hey, we were here.
It was great. The law firm of Hobson and Kaufman
gets
Rick Hoffman.
Gosh, oh my God. Well, quick hi to Rick Hoffman then, because I was just talking about you off camera. We love you and your character as usual, so we'll jump into that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Suits' episode was very good. I want to start with this question, but I know it's going to lead us to jump around, but I just want to say, how come they can't just lie? And then you guys answer and we'll go with
it. I mean, that's a pretty big moral question.
I know, sure. And morally, I think it's wrong. For the show, why don't can't you lie?
Are we in Professor Gerard's ethics class right now?
Yeah, but this is the first rule in law. You don't lie.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean... We're talking about Donna specifically.
Donna. We're talking, yes.
Because we debated this fairly at length last week.
We did, yeah.
Of would it be lying if Donna said, yes, Mike has been to Harvard? As to say.
He didn't go to Harvard.
No, as to say, Mike has literally stepped foot on that campus once ever.
That's funny.
That's not a lie.
Right.
And that's the ethical gray line that Donna, as we know, would rather not get caught up on a technicality. Right. She'd rather plead the fifth.
Right.
Did Donna take part in the mock trial?
No.
She was there, though.
She was just there.
Which is why she was so, oh, crap, it's me. Didn't go over this.
Because nobody called her to the stand on the mock trial. Right. Nobody thought.
That was dumb.
Anita Gibbs is so good that she knew where the soft targets were.
But why didn't they know that?
Because
they thought that she already took her stab at her?
Well, yeah.
With her father?
That's what kind of, but my theory of it was after Jessica kind of got in her face and was like, look, if you put me on the stand, I'm going to say he's the best lawyer and everyone will follow suit. She's not going to start with Jessica because that's the head honcho and everyone's going to follow her footsteps.
Yeah.
She's got to start with Donna and have Donna set the precedent for the rest of the trial.
But didn't Jessica try to guide her right before she went up to the stand?
Yeah, but you can't tell someone to perjure themselves on the stand. Yeah. Like,
you can't.
And especially in that really sexy way, she said, don't worry, baby, no one will know. I was like, oh my God.
You were like, no, that doesn't help?
Right.
Or like,
well, I kind of.
What would you do in that situation?
Based on Donna's face, I felt like that wasn't going to help because she still seemed very scared and shocked that Jessica said that. I was shocked that she said that. But I think if I was in Donna's situation, I don't know. For dramatics of a show, I would have lied. For me personally, don't call me up to the stand. I'm not showing up. I'm going to Argentina.
Oh, I would pee my pants.
You know, I'm going to Argentina. I'm down with that.
Well, so. I'd be in contempt of court and I'd make everyone look terrible. That I know myself. That's what I would do.
Oh my God.
I would answer questions with questions and like very not so subtly snarky. Be saying F you with every word.
Oh, God.
And I would be so bad they'd hold me in contempt. But I would not lie. I would not lie and I would not plead the fifth.
I was going to say, would you plead the fifth?
Yeah.
No, I would be such a terrible witness that they'd have to hold me in contempt of court and throw me off the.
Is the fifth like just an end all be all? Like reveal that you are completely in the wrong?
No.
Or, you know, like, so why was it so wrong for Donna to plead the fifth?
Because if you plead it, you pretty much, I mean, if everyone pleads the fifth, it's like, why can't you answer the question?
Everyone isn't, though. It's only probably only going to be Donna.
No, because the Fifth Amendment says you can't incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
You are not, like, you have the constitutional right to not incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
So to plead the fifth is to say, for me to answer that question would be to incriminate myself.
Yeah.
Which is anything. Really, but, like, within the, like, shades of gray and of the law, any question other than like what's your name, you could plead the fifth,
right?
And say that may incriminate me in the future, only because you may set up a fact that you'll get trapped on three questions later,
right?
So legally speaking, you could just plead the fifth every time,
because technically what she asked was if Mike went to Harvard Law, not if Mike a lawyer. So if Donna had answered that question and say, no, he did not go to Harvard Law, then Anita Gibbs' next question might have just been, well, is he a lawyer? Mm-hmm. And so that's the setup for the line of questioning. So Donna stopped it before he could even go there.
Gosh, that was my nervous thing, because Jessica said, no, he's not going to flat out ask you. And then she like slightly flat out asked him. And I'm like, Anita.
I mean, you got to give it to Anita. That was just going for it. She's like, I'm not going to pussyfoot around this. I'm just going to come out and say what I need the answer to.
That's the thing. Like, based on the, you know, since we've been back, just watching her character development and kind of, I wonder just like what her off-screen preparation is, because we've seen already characters that come in and they attack Harvey, they attack Jessica, they attack the firm. You know, there's so many versions of that.
Right, yeah. Right.
And now we're seeing this woman, and it's like, her anger is so different to me. And, like, even when she approached Lewis this episode and Rachel, she's coming with this very specific information.
Why didn't we predict that Lewis would crumble under her pressure?
Because we last week
because we thought that maybe finally that he would not.
Yeah,
because the Argentina plan was a good plan, because it's still a good plan, and he shouldn't have been he shouldn't have crumbled this week.
I know. It's hard because, like, I mean, he just like Jessica said, you didn't do anything wrong. You were awarded. I mean, even though Jessica was kind of like talking out her ass, because she said, you know, you just awarded somebody who sent. I'm like, girl, that's not gonna work.
It's just funny that he also told Jessica that she can't plead the fifth. And now all of a sudden, since he's been threatened by Gibbs, there's like a change of heart. He takes the card, and I don't know, with Donna pleading the fifth and all, I'm left for no words.
If you look at the track record with Lewis, he's never been the one who stays on track with the team. That's why he was never promoted to name partner until he blackmailed them.
How did she find that out?
That pissed me.
Because it's on file, his letter of resignation. She took every document that's been in that firm. Yeah. His letter of resignation is in there.
Okay.
And then if you just look at the date on that, and then like, oh wait, he resigned. And then 3 days later, he came back as a named partner.
How does she know that 3 days later? Did they sign a new sign?
Yeah. When you make someone name a partner, there's a lot of forms.
Press release.
Weren't they supposed to go through all these documents and take the ones? Exactly.
You can't. But you can't shred all the documents.
I'm not saying that's a whole other crime. I would remember that horrible time.
You just hand over just a bunch of shredded documents.
Yeah. F you.
This is how we file stuff around here. I don't know.
I don't think there's that many incriminating documents, but I do feel like that was one that we should have like
picked up on.
Yeah,
but I think it's also the defense of you're getting every single piece of document that's ever come through this firm right now. Let's just give it all to them and see if they can find it. It's like finding a needle in a haystack, almost. It's just the way they were given all the documents, and Donna's still going through stuff and finding, like, oh, Mike's not listed on the class list and all the stuff. Anita had to go through everything to find that and to then put it together. So she's actually just really smart and really good at her job.
And she had New York State's money as well to hire paralegals to go through it for
and
her.
Like private investor and
she's
spying on these people. Why don't they know that they're being followed is my big question.
Yeah,
they should
know.
Very good question.
Somebody on the chat just said I can't say in the chat, which we're so sorry, Fowdod, or however you pronounce that. But you said, can someone please bring up that Anita has to be breaking privacy?
Okay,
that's
agree.
What I was thinking.
Well, that, when I'm sure
she absolutely
bring it up
is.
Next
that's
episode.
The thing. As of right now, I wrote down that this is the fourth time that Harvey's had to say you're either like out of bounds or whatever the case is. I mean, right. The fourth time, and we've only seen her three episodes. Like, why is she not being like in trouble or whatever for anything? Plus, I think Steve said it that. Rick Hoffman. Lewis taking the card might be proof that she did break the restraining order. Do you think that matters?
I would love that, but I think we all know that's not why he took the card.
No, we know, but I'm saying, like, do you think that'll...
Because we've set it up that if you delay the trial, then Sheila's going to come back from Argentina, and then they can subpoena. Then they can actually subpoena Sheila. So the trial needs to happen as scheduled. And if you're going to drag a bunch of mud in of, oh, she broke privacy, oh, she broke a court order, oh, she did this, she did that, that's going to delay the trial months. Mm-hmm. And Sheila's got a job. She can't be in Argentina for months.
Right, right, right.
And that gives them more time to go through all the documents, which it's only a matter of time before there's stuff in the documents, like when Lewis Litt became partner.
Yeah. Well, here's – sorry to interrupt you. Are
please.
You good? Well, no, I was just going to say that he said to her – I will make sure that nothing happens to you, right? That you'll never be in harm's way. So I'm thinking with that he won't go against the firm and partner up with Gibbs. You know?
Yeah, he definitely won't.
I don't think so, because it will affect Sheila
Want Lewis to
he loves Sheila.
Stay on the team this
yeah.
time and not to go off in his own different way. But what Anita's admitted to doing was to try and drive a wedge
yeah.
in between the three musketeers.
Which she
and
she has done. She
successfully
did.
And picking on Lewis, he's the weakest link.
Yeah, because she wants to flip one against the others and then take down the whole firm.
So
she can become...
A
governor than president, honestly.
A what?
If you're a prosecutor, yeah. you take down Wall Street... If you're like a liberal-minded prosecutor, you take down Wall Street, you can then run for governor, mayor, or state senate.
I would never vote for you, Anita Gibbs.
You would,
me
though.
Either.
I would not.
You
like,
don't,
thinking about
if
it,
you didn't
I?
Know Harvey and Mike. If you didn't know Harvey and Mike and all you knew that she was just this...
Oh, well, I do. I love that.
Fair enough. But if you didn't know them and she took down that entire firm, your thought would be, yeah, those Wall Street lawyer types.
Dang.
We really got to get somebody up the ladder that's going to take them down.
The fans are 50-50 about this. They're saying
yeah.
that either Lewis will save the case or that Lewis will make this case a mess. Now,
yeah.
what do you guys think?
I have a prediction on all this that I'll save.
Okay.
But
you
want
to save it? Or?
I do think he'll...
Save the day.
I do think we're going to get 3 weeks. Two or three?
Two
weeks.
Episodes.
We're going to get 2 weeks of us not being sure. Because Lewis has been set up as a character that
so
we're not going to...
So 5 weeks of not being sure.
I don't even think we're going to be sure until we come back
next
season.
No, I can't wait till the freaking summertime to find out what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah,
I need out. Some... I can't wait months. I can't. So you guys... I'm sorry that we're like jumping into predictions, but like you guys think that we're going to keep going with this trial next
No, not at all.
Season?
I think this trial is over in 2 weeks.
I think the trial's over in 2 weeks, too. I just don't know what that means. I
yeah.
can't answer the end of it.
The fans
yep.
say they think it might be Mike fending for himself, and they'll find a way for it to switch over
that
to
that makes sense.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's not, we're reporting
sorry,
predictions.
Jumping ahead.
Okay.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Sorry.
If we, I just want to look. So let's kind of jump to the beginning of the episode. There was a lot of amazingness. Harold came back this episode. I love seeing him. I used to make fun of him a lot, but I kind of really like seeing him this episode. I only made fun of him just because of the way, like, my, you know, they would all treat him and stuff. And it was hilarious with Lewis and his relationship. But this was a really awesome way that he stepped up. What did you guys think? Were you surprised? I mean...
I wasn't surprised by Harold because he's always been a little puppy dog that follows
right.
Mike
yeah.
around.
Right, right.
So I was not surprised by that. I think I was more surprised by Jimmy.
Yeah, coming
Jimmy
back
coming through.
And actually coming through.
Yeah, Jimmy was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
yeah.
I actually wasn't expecting Mike to say no until what Jimmy did, mm-hmm. until he talked to Jimmy, and then he was like, you know, he wouldn't stand and...
Yeah, he wouldn't be a good witness.
Withholding his stand. And I totally forgot he's, like, really, you know, weaky and, like, nice and
puppy-doggy
in a sense.
I think he'd be an okay, like, he'd be okay on the stand, but he'd be discredited just
yeah.
as a witness.
Yeah.
Because he has too much dependency and too much And, like, too much of his past is tied into that firm.
Right.
Anita would chew him up and spit him out. Right? Yeah. And then eat him again and then spit him out.
But he'd be fiercely loyal. He'd be fiercely loyal and he'd, like, straight up perjure himself and be like, no, I knew him from here. And, like, minus the cross-examination, he would have actually been a better witness than Jimmy was.
Yeah.
But Jimmy stands up to the cross-examination better.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a huge, like, point of detail, right? Because, like, one slip-up and everything's screwed up.
Yeah.
Double Dash says, Harold is Lewis and Mike is Harvey. Mm-hmm. Strange this symmetry.
Very true.
That is not wrong at all.
Yeah. Harold on the stand, though, he would have been that liar who thought way too much details into his lie that then made you be like, really,
what dude?
He's like,
about?
It was 3:15 on September 31st.
That is like, character. I'm like thinking of Harold. Anyway, so we see Harold, and then if we want to just kind of, we've already veered into Jimmy and him approaching Jimmy. So that was interesting because the way Jimmy reacted, you know, no one in their right mind would do what you're asking me to do. I felt really bad for like that whole situation because I know they've had a really cool friendship in the past. We've seen them help each other out in seasons past. Mm. And, you know, then Mike says, like, you owe me this. And then when Jimmy reacts, like, you shouldn't have done it if you knew I was, like, this would eventually happen and stuff like that. To me, it was just, like, a moving scene. I just didn't expect to be, like, oh, crap, like, I really want, I don't know.
I also didn't expect to see Jimmy coming back.
I like that
he did,
yeah.
To be honest, like, I thought, I was like, oh, no, he said his piece.
Yeah.
I like that our expectations, like, you know, we didn't expect, and those ones were not met. Did that make sense? Did I say that right?
I get what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had expectations that were not met, but something surprised us. You know what I mean? Like, Trevor was probably a predictable thing to happen in this case, but Jimmy and Harold were not. So that's why I'm saying I'm happy that those things came about in this episode, because it made us sit on the edge of our seats the entire episode. Yeah. It's like one after the other after the other. Even with Donna, it was like boom, boom, boom. Oh my God. Like,
is everybody happy for Trevor, though?
Because Trevor.
No, but he beat that charge, though. He beat that charge, and he ultimately
didn't hurt Mike, but but he still sucks.
I mean, he still sucks.
Oh, it was like, in the beginning, I was nervous, being that I didn't watch the episode with you guys. I was like, oh my God, oh, what are we going to do? But, you know, overall, I'm so happy that Rachel spoke up and was like, uh-uh. Harvey's representing you. You are not going to be able to get through to this. And I didn't think so either.
I think with Rachel's character this episode, she's gone through a lot. Being his fiance, I've been nervous from her since jump, because we know sometimes Rachel's a little wishy-washy.
Idiot.
She's been incredibly wishy-washy this whole way.
It's irritating because you can't trust her. And so what was annoying is this episode she gave me like half badass and half... No. Like, you know, the scene where Mike said, okay, what do you think? And she said, I support whatever you do. I said, what the hell? That's not what you think.
Right.
Those are not real thoughts.
Right. Communicate with your fiance.
Thank you.
But you know what? I wasn't mad at her in that moment. You know why?
Why?
Mike should have called out her bullshit. He's supposed to be this great lawyer. She gave you the most lawyer answer ever, where she did not answer your question.
Yeah.
She just spun it in a way that made it seem like she did. Mike should have called out her bullshit.
He's in love.
He doesn't think she's his woman.
He doesn't think anything she does is bullshit. We're the ones mad, you know, seasons and episodes.
Right.
He knows that
answer is not a real answer, and he should have called her out on it and been like, Rachel, I really want you to be honest with me.
I agree.
Although, to be fair, what he was asking her about was faking a marriage certificate.
Right, but we didn't know
only,
that.
Yeah. Faking a marriage certificate
Can we
only
talk about
to go
that?
Up against
Harvey. Did you guys expect that?
That was beautiful.
That was surprising to me.
It was definitely my prediction last week that they were, or my prediction this whole time that they were gonna get fake married.
Right. I didn't think they were gonna get fake married. I thought they were gonna actually get married.
But that's what I was talking about. A couple people sent me some articles proving what I'd said, that essentially you can't subpoena someone's fiance or call someone's fiance to the stand and then just be like, I married her.
We're married now.
That's why I thought they would do it like before the trial started, so that there was like a couple days in there where it's like, well, actually we're married now and you can't do this. But now that takes away my whole point of them getting married just so that they can have a horrible marriage and like have to fight with each other.
But I think what they showed is the, legally speaking, the only way it could have mattered was if they were married before like any of it. So if they were married like 6 weeks before he was hired.
Right.
In Vegas.
Yeah, which was not the case.
But that wouldn't hold up. that wouldn't hold up against Anita Gibbs for like 1 second.
In terms of them being married before they met?
Or yeah, or before, or like when what he pulled
or before they met, like
what he but what he pulled in the mock trial.
Yeah, hell no.
He would never be able to pull with Anita Gibbs in real court.
Yeah, he was just having fun with Harvey, but I still thought it was an awesome move. I was like,
me too.
And I thought that bringing Benjamin in was so freaking funny because I didn't know what the heck to expect when he was when he brought him that little form, and I was like,
oh,
damn it, Benjamin
knows
now.
I was sitting there like, what the hell is that all about?
Yeah, and then he was like, you never treated me like that. Don't be an ass.
I like this a lot.
That was really in that really scene.
Are
was
you
amazing.
Guys, even though this is like the worst scenario, we're finally here, but aren't you guys so happy to just see a trial? Like, an act, you know, like finally seeing everybody in one room and like we're all breaking a sweat. Like, finally. I'm just happy to see everybody in one courtroom.
In one courtroom.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that too. I'm also happy to see Harvey, like, in a courtroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we talk
so
a lot
sexy.
About how this show is so very rarely in a courtroom.
Right.
Yeah.
That it's exciting to just be like, no, he's
back on action.
He always he always bluffs this, and that's how he gets the deals he gets.
Yeah.
Because he's good at this.
Right.
Let's watch him be great at, like...
other parts, I was thinking about it. So him resigning, how long are we going to wait for that to come up? Do you think Anita's going to tackle that next week?
Didn't they destroy that?
They destroyed that.
They destroyed that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I kind of had...
He was resigned for like an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that,
you know, there's like a sign stuff.
Like there were no copies. He gave a resignation to Jessica, and then Harvey got... Then Mike got arrested.
Yeah.
Like, that was within 90 seconds. Like, within...
90 seconds.
That was within a minute or two.
Okay.
Of it happening, that it was just, like, it was just a piece of paper he handed to her, she handed back.
Okay, just trying
that
to,
they
like...
That they can't find.
Trying to think of anything
unless
else
that'll...
Unless
it's stored on the cloud.
Oh, gosh.
The cloud. I don't understand it, but it's got everything.
2016. Too much. It's too much.
Can we not?
Too much.
We're not going to go that way? Okay.
So let's talk about Jessica approaching Anita in her office and saying, listen, after what she did to Louis, don't come around my people. What did you think about the conversation? Did you think it worked? Did you think it kind of worked at the time before we got to the end of the episode?
I felt great about Jessica coming in and doing this. I still had my issues about... like Louis suddenly folding on what was a good plan.
Yeah.
What's like they got to her? No, they found her.
But they found her though. That's not something to like take lightly.
There was a plane ticket with her name on it. Of course they'd find her.
Well, I'm just
I didn't even think about that.
Like yeah. They can when you're dealing outside the law like Anita Gibbs is.
Right.
Of course she's going to send someone to find you in Argentina.
That's a lot.
But legally they can't do anything.
Because she's
other than bug her out and have her call Louis, and then have Louis bug out,
and then have a phone record of her contacting Louis from Argentina now.
Oh crap!
Like Anita is smart because unlike Mike, who
this is illegal.
Yeah, every time Mike finds out, Mike approached Trevor, Mike approached Jimmy, and got in that fight. And Anita knew about all of these instances because Mike put his face there to be like, "Hey, if someone's following me, here's the proof that I'm over here talking to these people." Anita has these incognito people who we've never seen, who cannot be linked back to her in any way, shape, or form, doing her dirty work for her. So that's why she's able to get away with it and a lot longer.
And more people are watching Harvey and Jessica and Louis's firm than hers, right?
Yeah.
And Drew Pitchford on YouTube says, that's the thing. Harvey really doesn't want to do anything illegal, but he will if he has to, which we see in the next episode he's going to try, right? Approaching Donna about the whole jury thing. But, I mean, I totally agree with that because we see them attempt to do that, and then somebody in the firm always says no. Like, I'm not down, I'm not aboard. So
Because they have to be on, this is not, they all have to be, too.
Yeah,
they
it's
have
not
to
just
be
like
together,
two of them.
And they have to be on their toes about everything. And they have to so much more than she does. Go ahead.
But then they really have to make sure that, like, it cannot get linked back to them. Louis got linked back to... what's her face? You know, it was like, oh, well, you took this many flights to Boston. You took a cab.
Like, what the fudge?
No, but let's be clear.
That's not fair. Like, how is he going to get to her house?
Cash, train ticket.
There's that.
Oh.
No name on the ticket or anything.
Okay.
You use cash, you get on a train, and you go.
Uber through your grandmom's phone.
Damn.
For sure.
You are layers. I'm like, very annoyed. Okay.
I'm not even a crook, and I know how to get away with some stuff. Like.
Or burner phone and sidecar. Because
right.
Nobody's checking. Nobody's checking.
Just watch a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
Leonardo
hilarious.
DiCaprio in...
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
But what I will say is... for all the trouble Lewis is in. If at the end of the day the case gets thrown out or they win the case, but Lewis has to face charges for witness tampering, that's a win.
No, but that's not fair for Lewis. Like, he
Fuck
is
Lewis.
Late.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's late night internet status.
We just upset, y'all. We just got through some stuff
Stacey
right now.
Was, like, mean mugging the whole time.
I can't come back next week, y'all. I'm stressed. I'm stressed about a show that doesn't involve me. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying, Steve? Witness tampering.
Yeah, that's just that's the win. If he goes down for witness tampering, and by go down I mean he gets to fight that case against an Anita Gibbs who doesn't care. That's a win.
It's a win, but it's still stupid. Like, they should just, nothing should happen after this. Like, we should just wrap it up.
Well, yeah.
And practice
but
law.
Please. That's going to be the greatest part, is the repercussions after this trial is over, to see how
they
it affects the
it
firm, how they rebuild, because they've lost most of their clients and the world does not trust them anymore.
So that part when, and I'm sorry, this is from last episode, and I just wanted to ask you guys because I didn't get to ask you last week. When Scotty talked to Rachel last week and said that Mike is going to practice law, I mean, is never going to get to practice law, and you're always going to get to practice law, and he's not going to be able to handle that. And she was like, oh, he's prepared. And I kind of saw it this episode, and obviously the guy cannot back down. He's like, I'm going to represent myself. I'm a lawyer, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that's kind of what made me really start thinking, crap, like, what do you think, how can Mike rebuild after this? I mean, what do you see in the future?
Can't he go back to when he was working in finance for
that? Don't even play. You know they hate him.
Well,
they hate him over there.
Well, that
he
depends.
Can be a teacher.
Well, that depends on how the case. No,
still got to go to school.
Teach law.
You got
to still got to go to school.
You could technically get a teach.
Well, no, but that. But this really depends on how the case ends. If the case ends, he goes to prison. He goes to prison for like 20 years.
Yeah,
he's probably not out on parole for like two to five.
Yeah,
I think they mentioned that this episode that it'd be like 2 to 5 years. He'd be out on parole. So, I mean, I think you could do a correspondence law school while you're in prison.
That's nuts.
But
I'm not watching a season of Mike in prison.
No, we're not
going to
get a season of Mike in prison.
I'm not.
A season of Mike in prison would consist of very few things: lubricant. A big naked man in my
house. What?
Hell!
We don't want to see that.
No, guys, it would actually be
hilarious.
A great season of my
You guys didn't expect that, y'all.
No.
So, like, what did
Everybody's
she say?
Like,
that
I'm
would
sorry,
be...
I'm recovering from my Mob Wives after Bush.
Clearly.
So excuse me.
It's the wine.
Can I say something? It is the wine. Can I say something about the chat real quick? Everybody's talking about Jack Zoloft, and they're like,
yes.
What about Jack? Jack's going to come back, and they think also Forsman's going to come back. But Nicholas Melendez, hey, Nick, said that Jack would go to bat for Mike. Do you guys agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I think
at
he
this
will.
Point,
at
yes.
this point, he turned down the job. He gave Jessica what he has on him, which we still don't know.
So what would Forsman do?
Forsman would never testify.
He just wouldn't be involved with the case at
all. He would not. Like
I disagree.
I feel like Anita Gibbs has come to him. And Anita Forsman's in it so deep that Anita Gibbs can't get him out of it. And so she has nothing to leverage, so he doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's where that conversation ended.
He doesn't care.
I kind of want to see that web series where it's just like that webisode that it's Anita Gibbs trying to get to Forsman, and it's literally, what can you give me? Nothing. We're done here.
That makes sense.
There's a lot of talk in the chat as well about... Hardman.
Okay. I do not know what to expect from him.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely, like, Forsman and Hardman, I'm kind of like...
I would see him in another... I would see him in the final episode, where once the case is over, he'd swoop in and try to, like, take us off target. But then Jessica, armed with Jack's secret blackmail, would be able to actually fend him off again. Because that's the constant theme of this show, is that you can fend off...
People with your
You
secrets.
Can fend off Hardman.
Is this like the, is this
always
actually the harsh realities of you know, the law world?
I don't know if you guys remember while we were watching this show, I was screaming during one of the scenes. Do you remember what scene that was? Like, all of them? Yeah, oh, sorry. I was.
Damn, that is hilarious.
They were screaming poor Steve's arm.
So
Listen, that is love for the show, you guys. Oh my god, sorry, that's hilarious. But there was a scene specifically that I was like, you had just got there, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, and I like freaked out a little bit. No, I'm gonna be sad because I know as soon as I leave.
Of this episode?
Yeah, it was just a really good back and forth, and I don't know if
between
it was,
Mike and Harvey.
I feel it was Mike and Harvey.
They had some good ones this episode.
I think this one, it was the Mike and Harvey one.
You remember?
It was at the mock trial. They were standing in front of Jessica, and they were like
loud,
going back and forth, and like their way. And she's like, "I told you to keep your voice down."
Yeah, voices.
Thank you.
Always though.
I love that because that was a really okay. So now that we're there, thank you so much. Because I was trying to figure out, I was like, where was I the most excited? The mock trial was an incredible idea because I love to see like the pre-plan for the
plan. Does it remind you of like elementary school when you used to like do that?
Not
like,
with them
political classes. I mean, no, you guys didn't have those classes.
No,
I went to a good elementary school.
I did too. We used to do mock trials all the time. Okay,
middle school, I did mock trials.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, maybe it was middle school.
I was
whatever. It feels like a long time ago. So yeah.
I was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in 8th grade.
Look at you.
The mock Supreme Court. I was Chief Justice.
I was the propaganda leader of my.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, no big deal.
I once recited a poem and got a ribbon.
The
poem.
I was in speech and debate. Oh yeah,
speech and debate. Yeah. That's good.
We all had that. But okay, back to the mock trial. So with the mock trial. Did you, what was your reactions first to the way Harvey was treating Rachel and just kind of the relationship that they showed? Because they have such a crazy relationship. Like, it's obviously so much love.
It's adorable.
But they do what they have to do to prove, you know, I don't know.
I wouldn't call it treatment of Rachel. I would call it Harvey's tactic to get Rachel to realize, hey, I'm going to be the guy for this trial.
Right. Right? What do you think?
I mean, I just thought that from the start, I was like, well, now the whole firm definitely knows Mike is guilty, right?
I'm pretty sure they already knew.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Did the firm sign some sort of, like, confidentiality? What stops them from then going and, like, saying, hey, I know he's guilty,
I think what stops them is the camera work. They're never going to be on screen, so who cares?
Well, no.
Because that's like, we don't even know who works there. All those people there, I'm like, those are extras. I should have been there. Like, you know what I mean?
But I think some of the suits that were standing were partners. We're partners that don't do anything with the firm, and then people sitting were associates.
Yeah. Or like
and
secretaries.
Interns.
Like,
or interns and secretaries. But I also think that if you had worked at that firm at any point while Mike Ross worked there, you would either have no inside information, or if you actually had inside information that Anita Gibbs could use, you're in that inner circle and you're in those meetings. Because very few people have, because otherwise you have no more than the email Sheila gave.
Right.
That it's circumstantial evidence. It's like, well, we held a mock trial. Of course you held a mock trial.
Like you're
facing a case that... You're facing a case that determines the whole firm.
Right.
Of course you're going to have a mock trial. Right. You're not giving me... Well, that information in that mock trial, that's not admissible.
Yeah.
Right.
Not to mention, Anita Gibbs isn't trying to prove that Mike isn't a lawyer. She's trying to prove that Harvey and Jessica hired Mike.
Yeah.
Because she wants to go for the top.
What does she want to do, take over the firm?
No, she wants to take down the firm.
Or take over.
She just doesn't care about them.
She's just to see you next Thursday.
She said it. But I was actually with... Harvey's treatment of Rachel, it was what needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what Donna said because she was like, you know, what makes him a great lawyer is that he can turn off that part of him and treat you like you're not human at all.
Oh, God. And he did such a good job with Trevor, too. I was so happy. I was like, yes, Harvey.
Yeah, that was tough to watch, though, because when he brought up Logan, Steve's face was like, oh, yeah, like I felt like you kind of saw it coming.
Yeah.
And I was very sad because I'm trying to
find
ways for it. I just felt bad because first of all, remembering when they went through the whole Logan thing was like crap. And then also just thinking about how much can already tear those two apart. I'm really still trying to have this feeling that they are going to make it at the end of this. And I know we've kind of argued about how we think it's going to work. Tiana's like, stop it. but yeah, I'm just hoping that at the end they still go down the aisle and it works out. I'm sure that's me being in the fairy tale world.
That does not look very good.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
At this moment, it does not look very good for those two.
Again, I want to fault Mike and Rachel on this one because you have this idea to... you know, fake the paperwork to prove that you guys were married beforehand, but you guys didn't like, Harvey knows all of your business. And out of everyone, you know that Harvey has no filter and is not afraid to go there. He's gone there on people closer to him than you guys.
Right.
So you should have known he would bring this up. You should have known that Anita would track down this information somehow and get it, you know, into the courtroom as well. Like, you just should have known better than to try to do something like this with Harvey around, because Harvey's not going to hold back just because it's Rachel and it's a mock trial.
Right.
If anything, he's going to go even harder on her. And you've seen him tear down people before. So you should have known and not been butthurt about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Team Harvey.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. So with the end of the episode, and we saw... I'm sorry. Wait. Did I cut you off?
No, that's fine.
Oh, you sure?
No, I didn't have anything. Okay. I was just going to... I was going to reiterate that he's best in show when it comes to just being a scumbag lawyer.
Right.
He has to do what he has to do.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he did it.
Bottom line.
Afraid to hold back to win.
So if we jump to the end, do we feel like Jimmy, I mean, based on what Harvey said, Jimmy testifying is not enough.
Uh-huh.
Do we think, like, what is enough? What do you guys think will tie this together? Do we have any type, not predictions necessarily, but what are you missing, you know?
Well, he gets to stake an actual defense.
Okay.
Because prosecution just rested, so they're not deliberating yet.
Right.
They did that after two witnesses.
Someone's making a really good point in the chat, and I'm agreeing with it and want to jump off it, about Jessica, being that Jessica has basically allowed all of this to go on in the firm.
Mm.
So it's kind of like, it's her firm. She takes pride in it. She's always the one that's saying, this is my firm, this is my livelihood, this is, like, my baby, and that she should take... the fall for this and
no
take her name off.
Absolutely not. She did not. No, I don't
that would
like
that would explain the line to Donna. That would totally explain.
Why not? Can't you?
That would totally
though?
Explain the line to Donna. Like, if you lie, it wouldn't matter.
Can't because, you picture her?
Because she's not the one
leaving
that.
The firm though, taking the heat and marrying Jeff.
Yeah,
I can see it. There's my prediction for the night.
See that.
Well, why not?
Because she needs a man, though. It's not about her needing
but
a man.
She was always against Mike, that maybe finally this is the way that she could be finally supportive
but she would,
of
But
the
she would
whole
go to
lie.
Prison. She would go to prison.
But
right. It's not like
she would go to prison. Mike would go to prison. It would all fall apart.
If there was a way for her not to, and a way to miraculously. You couldn't see it. No, like, Steve, fine. I'm with you.
I think she's going to fall on a grenade that way, but I don't. It's not going to be on the stand.
Like a happy ending that the firm still stands, but she the way that she walks with grace and she walks down the aisle. But I don't know.
I think in the fairy tale world that is what happens.
Yeah, she lives in my world.
I'm living in Disneyland, but that's just me.
But realistically, I think Harvey's going to call her to the stand, and she's just going to lie.
Yeah, I think that's actually what's going to happen. I think she has no problem lying at this point. I mean, like I asked in the beginning of the episode, just for theatrics and drama, I'm trying to figure out, like, the perjure yourself. Like, if everyone lies, okay, this is horrible because my moral compass is, like, losing its mind right now. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just trying to figure out, like, how else I can get away with it, maybe without lying. But actually, there would be no way.
I mean, they just have to get, I mean, like Mike said, they have to prove that he isn't. Like, they have to put the doubt in the jury's mind, and it's like you have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
So if you get enough doubt in there with the case that Anita Gibbs has, then they can get off. But in order to do that, you're gonna have to lie, probably. Yeah.
The chat is talking about a vote of no confidence.
Yes.
So what the hell does that mean?
Well,
to take over the firm again.
Yeah, that pretty much Jack Soloff would. Are we just gonna get into predictions?
Yeah, because
that's part of my talking, we're chatting. Yeah.
That's part of my prediction.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV
predictions. I'm sorry that I don't know what that is.
No, no, a vote of no confidence, and Jack Soloff has threatened to do it multiple times, is where he and all the other partners get together and
we
vote that she shouldn't be the managing partner anymore. I think in every whole numbered season, because this time last year...
yeah, there was a whole other...
This time last year, it was Pearson Spector, and then it became Pearson Spector Lit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of season four. And if you look back to every whole numbered season...
It always changes.
The name on the door always changes. Mm. So we're due for another change in the next 2 weeks. I think it's going to become Soloff Spector Lit. I think he's gonna oust her.
So he's, like, really staying on.
I see John Jessica Piper going, bye-bye, Jessica.
I think he's going to oust Jessica. Jessica's going to I don't know what Jessica's going
to do. You don't think he actually had the truce that he's kind of given to Jessica right now?
No, I think she's going to fall on the sword somehow. She's going to fall on the sword to keep the whole firm.
Would that be falling on a sword?
Or would it be just like
taking a punch for something that you worked so hard for the team?
She's going to
one for the team.
She's going to keep the firm. She's going to keep the firm afloat. Maybe even take a deal with Gibbs, but I don't think. There's no deal. There's no deal because Gibbs wants to take down the whole firm.
She's
not going to go to prison.
Yeah. Gibbs needs to get laid.
Sorry. I want more information on Gibbs.
Yeah. We're not going to have you after Mob Wife. I've
had you before Mob Wife. I got to change the AfterBuzz TV media scheduling around.
The wives get to her and then we can't talk. Yeah.
Also, but I want to stick by my prediction that Mike is going to, before the trial's over, there's going to be a deal made above Anita Gibbs' head where he's some type of freelance worker for the CIA, and that the next time we see him is when they allow him to come back to Spectre lit Soloff.
Will that make the show so exciting?
Zane.
Kaufman Zane.
Anybody. Like at this point. That's what I was trying to figure out. So
Kaufman Zane. Because
you said Spectre lit. Okay, you're still saying lit. So that's still. I would say that to piggyback off of your prediction, I could definitely see Jessica leaving. I'm just really having a hard time with that because she really has put so much into this firm, and we see it every episode how much she goes through, you know, to defend it and just how passionate she is about it. So it's a little hard, but I can definitely see that happening. But I don't see Jack. I understand what you're saying about Jack, but then with Tiana's question, do you not feel like he was actually sincere with
what? No, he was. I think
she is just going to let him have it, or what?
I foresee a time when, she's not going to let him have managing partner. She's going to let him become a name partner.
And then, but I think what's Harvey's going to be the managing partner.
I guess. I feel like Harvey might not survive this either, and then it would have to just be Lewis by default, which would just make him feel great.
You think the firm is all going to vote Soloft in?
Yes, as name partner.
Really?
Because he's been
fighting so much for it?
No, I think he has enough of their support. I think Hardman's going to come in. Hardman's going to come in right after this case and try to swoop the whole firm out.
Yeah.
Jessica's going to fight him back with Soloff's secret and find the only way out is for her to leave and then leave Soloff in her place. But she'll get Hardman out, she solved the case, and the firm moves on.
And then Mike and all the characters we love.
Yeah, the queen is dead, hell the queen.
That is interesting.
Really, yes, I love that. I'm with it. However, you don't think Batman's going to come in for the victory?
Bruce Wayne. Oh, sorry.
Bruce Wayne, Harvey. And take one for the team, being that he's Batman. And would never not let his prodigy, Mike, be what he ultimately is without the degree.
I think that since Harvey and Mike were already both halfway out the door before this whole thing came and blew up in their faces, so I can see that they would be the two people who are more willing to give it all up because they had already given it up before they got sucked back in because of Anita Gibbs.
Okay, that I can see more because I really just don't understand. I mean, not that I don't understand. I do now that you've kind of laid it out. Jessica leaving does make sense. Jessica leaving for my heart. What?
Also, Double Dash in the chat said a long time ago that if Lewis takes a deal with Anita Gibbs, he's done with this show.
If Lewis takes the deal with Anita Gibbs.
Because we did see a preview.
Jessica would be done, too, if she leaves.
Yeah, like, but we saw a preview from next week where he came to Anita Gibbs and said, or presumably came to Anita Gibbs and said, I can give you proof that Mike is not a lawyer.
That's crap.
I feel like that's an inside. Like, that's a Trojan horse.
Yeah, it's got to be something else.
I want to go back to what you guys were talking about earlier about Mike going to jail and then how the show would be over because, like, who wants to see that? I think that would be actually very interesting and cool because you would then have Mike, who's the fake lawyer, in jail where everyone in jail, like, not everyone, but a lot of guys do study the law and end up defending themselves. Mm-hmm. So then you have this guy who actually knows a lot and he's in there helping, like, free these guys who are actually innocent and you see him doing that in jail, and then you see everyone else like trying to put the firm back together. Mm. And it's like, Mike, you're still practicing law. Stop. Like,
that's hilarious.
I don't know. I can see it working is all I can say.
I can't see the show bouncing back from a jail cell to a law office. It's not fabulous. They're always well dressed. I can't do it. It needs to be the tailor-made way it is. Yeah. However,
I think you and I should write that show.
Yes.
But it's just not my, just a character it's, like Mike Ross. Yeah. Goes to prison.
I can't see Mike and then in prison clothes.
He starts getting people out of prison.
I can really see the Martha Stewart of this prison. Okay, when Martha went to jail, you know those girls were in there like, cooking, learning how to like, ooh, this is how you cut an herb. Like, Mike would be in jail doing what Martha Stewart was doing, okay? He's going to country club jail, guys. Like, it's cool.
That's what Trevor said. He was like, I'm not going to a white collar jail. Like, I'm, you know, it's over for me. So that was a whole interesting thing. Okay. Wow. I don't even remember if I had a predictor or not. I was just thinking, oh, okay, just wanting to see what the development is going to be when Harvey says, you know, who are the jurors and I need to get to hold of them and how that's going to play out. Because Donna says it's illegal. I don't know if it's just a quick scene and she changes his mind or does he actually start poaching people. I mean, that would be super stupid, but we've seen it happen before. Witness tampering and now jury tampering.
One thing I've learned about doing these shows, like these after shows, mm-hmm. is that the people who make the trailers, mm-hmm. like the little advertising teasers, those commercials, those people do not make the show.
Yeah.
So that could have been, like, a tiny line.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, almost jokingly in jest that they edited together to be a super big deal.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking, like, there's no way he's going to do that. We're talking about doing this stuff on the up and up, and that's just very down and down.
But it also raises the question, how far will Harvey go to save his own ass?
I don't think Harvey is thinking about his ass. I think Harvey is thinking about Michael.
But if Mike goes down, they all go down. He said it multiple times.
Which is why the focus is on Mike to get him out of this mess. Because if Mike's out of the mess, they're all out of the mess.
But how far is he willing to go to make sure they all stay out of
far,
the mess?
Far, because he's already gone this far.
Yeah, like, I could see him doing something with the jury because it's like, hey, this is... Lives are on the line.
Does anyone think we're going to find out Anita Gibbs' past? Does she have a vendetta against this firm? Does she have a vendetta against Harvey?
Of course.
Or is she just this self-motivated?
She's a female version of Harvey, but there's something more to just... Mm.
But it doesn't... Like, I personally... I'm hoping that we do get firm. A little bit more of her past. Because it really... She came out of nowhere, and we're not really sure why you hate them so much. Exactly. Like, it's cool, yeah, take down Wall Street, but for what? Like, for what, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's always a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to get to it till next season. Because there's only two episodes left, and if they were to pack all of this into the last two episodes, I'd be mad because I'd feel like we were getting kind of, like, rushed to the ending, to the finish line. Mm-hmm. Right. So I could see this dragging on.
Yeah, I just want to walk the race, people, okay? thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Takes Days. We had such a great time on this episode. Where can everybody keep in touch with you guys?
You can find me at Nicole Brazier all over the social media world.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. This Sunday, I'll be covering WWE's Fastlane, if you're into wrestling. There's a lot of crossover.
I love it.
That's the song we're coming into. Oh, nice.
Well, as you can see, we had a lot to talk about, but we will continue everything next week. You guys have an amazing night, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.